Father, I just thank you for our time today. Lord, I thank you for all the mothers. Lord, I thank you for those that have had children, those that have raised people like they were their children, people who have been an impact to someone. And that person would not be who they are, where they are, without the influence of someone who has been a mom or been like a mom. Lord, we just thank you for these people. Lord, we just ask your richest blessing on them, especially today, their special day. Lord, just bless them. Lord, meet them where they are. Lord, I pray that you would show them how special they are, because they are special. Just bless them, God. I pray for our time in the Word today, Father. I pray that you would bless that. And I pray, Lord, that you would just speak to our hearts and minds from what your Word says today. And we just pray all these things in your name. Amen. Well, today I want to launch out on a topic of spiritual sensitivity. I've spoken on this before in years past, but it's been quite a while. And so, but I feel that it's something that needs to be touched on again now, because we're in a whole new world now since I last talked about this. Now I'm speaking to you as a spiritually sensitive person, and in speaking to others who are also spiritually sensitive. And I think that it's good to revisit this now, as we've talked about over the last 2 weeks, about engaging the Spirit of God. And what I'm talking about today is another avenue of engaging God to deal with what we're feeling, and therefore it's helpful to be able to see how much of what we feel is actually us, how much of what we actually feel is not us, and to identify what we're feeling and what do we do about what we're feeling. And this will also help us in knowing how to pray. But also, as we reopen, because as I've said, this is not just about reopening, but it's a restarting and it's a rebuilding. And if we understand what we're feeling, it may help us in how we minister in this time as we restart and as we rebuild community of grace. Now, I believe that every believer is spiritually sensitive. But depending on how God uses an individual in their giftings, and where people are sensitive and where they are not, and in the degrees that they are and they are not, you know, some will relate to what I'm saying more than others. Now, when I talk about being spiritually sensitive, as I'm referring to it today, it's being able to know or understand something about what is going on inside of another person or persons. It's like a word of knowledge to where we spiritually pick up on another person or persons, but in a sensory way that we feel what the other person feels. And the goal of this is to feel what another feels, and then we take what we feel to Jesus and pray for that other party based on how we feel. See, feeling it enables us to pray with more feeling. It enables us to pray with more passion, you know, with a greater understanding, because we are feeling it too. What it is it's also God's invitation to the one picking up on the other to pray, indicating that God wants that person to pray because God wants to touch or help or heal that other person. And he's inviting the other person feeling it to be in on it and on what he wants to do by using them to pray as he is directing them based on how that person is feeling. Now, another term for this is also called burden bearing, which means God uses someone to bear or carry the burden of another. And it's for the purpose of praying. Now, not everyone is a burden bearer. And if you're not, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It just means that God is going to use you in another way. So first, let's see if what I'm saying relates to you. And if so, how strongly? Because like so many other things, it's not just do you have this, but it's to what degree that you have this. And it's the same with this thing. So some may have this happen once in a while to them, but maybe not too often. Some may have it a lot. Some get it, and some get it very strong. And some can even get this to such a degree that it can really be emotionally debilitating for a time. But understanding it helps, because knowing what it is helps in knowing what is going on with us. And that cues me in on what I need to do when it happens. So, when I'm talking about possible symptoms of a highly sensitive person or somebody who's spiritually sensitive, you know, there are things that some of us may have going on with us, and the reason that you have those things going on may be because you're a spiritually sensitive person. So, in other words, do you have a difficulty with bright lights and loud noises or large crowds? Now, I have this one. Okay? When fire trucks go by and ambulances go by, I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. I will frantically try to roll my window up as fast as I humanly possibly can, because I cannot stand the siren. It's the same thing when we get feedback in the microphones. When you hear that large boop, you know, I can't stand it. You know? And so it's an overstimulation of your internal system. Or you could have been in some situation and you might have been overstimulated, and because of the noise or the activity of the situation, and you just need to get away and get some recovery time. You know, some of that might be that you're an introvert, or it might be that you're spiritually sensitive, or both. Sometimes you may have a question about someone, and someone may consider your question inappropriate, and your question is coming from something that you have picked up, that you've sensed, something that you feel, and you just have to know. And the other person that you're picking up on may not like that you're asking about this at first, because they don't want anybody to know, because it's hard for them either to talk about it, or it's difficult to talk about it, or it's personal and they don't want anybody to know, and they're just trying to keep it hidden. And along you come and you ask this question, and people are like, how did you know that? Why are you asking me that? Well, it's because you've picked up on something. Do you have a vivid imagination? And you know, and it's not just picturing things in your mind. They are very strong. And not only do you picture these things, you feel them. It's like you're actually there. Another one is you stay very attuned to family needs, and you try to be helpful, whether it is more actively or more passively, but you very much stay with that situation and want to do whatever you can. And it's very strong. I mean, we all are impacted by things that happen with those that are close to us, but this is like really, really intense. Okay? And I have this one too. Some of these I have. Okay. You're also very attuned or affected by the moods of others, and you sense or feel when what they're feeling. And I have that too. You know, and certain people have this with me. People that I know have this with me. They can pick up on me. When I'm not doing good, they'll ask me. You know, sometimes I've picked up on entire rooms. When my first introduction to this was, I picked up on an entire room of people. I have it sometimes here on Sunday morning, and in the past when we had, you know, during services, sometimes I'll get up and I'll pray about something that I'm feeling in here. There can also be with this times of excessive and strong emotion, to where the person that is spiritually sensitive can feel this, and it's quite extreme at times. Feeling other people's grief, feeling their anger, feeling their sadness, you know, feeling their tears, or even their physical hurts. And again, I have this one too. And one of the reasons that I'm talking about this today is that I, like others, are picking up on what's going on out there also. I'm picking up on what's going on out there in the world, with the pandemic and the rioting and all the things that have been going on over the last year. You know, I pick up on the fear out there. And so I'll be feeling it, and I still do. And some days for me, it is so intense that it actually hurts. It feels heavy. It feels oppressive. And if something kicks up in our world that causes it to spike, and it causes people to get upset, I feel that too. Now, what I do when that happens is that I ask other sensitive people that I know. Now, some people that I talk to don't know that they're sensitive, but they know when they feel things. And so my checking it out with some of them confirms both to me and to them that what we're feeling and that alone is a help, knowing that it isn't just something wrong with me, that there really is something to it. Another thing can be there are times of uncharacteristic behavior when maybe you don't act like yourself. And it's because you might be picking up on someone and responding out of what you're feeling. And I've had that one too. Or you have tender feelings that are easily hurt. And so if you're like me, because I have this one too, a lot of times when I'm hurt, I'll keep that inside. Do you appear quiet and shy? And it may not mean only that you're an introvert, but it's a part of this characteristic too. It can be being quiet and shy. You know, like I said, I'm an introvert and I'm a quiet and shy person. I know that surprises people because I'm up here doing what I do, but it's because of what I do pushes me out. But I am actually really a very quiet and shy person. You know, but again, this can be another characteristic of being a sensitive person. Another one is, are you vulnerable to sadness and depression? Another one is, do you feel that you lose your individuality around strong personalities or intense inner turmoil and trouble? You know, and what it is you get pulled into what you feel. You know, and I have that one too. Sometimes do you see things that others don't see? And I have this one a lot. There's something that you will spiritually sense that other people don't see. You'll feel it. You may actually see it, but it's not really physically there in terms of you can't physically see it like you see a podium or a chair, but you see it. I have one of the friends that I have is very prophetic. He's not a prophet, but he's very, very prophetic. And he can see certain things. And I will bring up things that I'm feeling and things I'm seeing, and sometimes he doesn't see what I see at all. And so sometimes you'll see things and other people won't see it. But that doesn't mean you didn't see it. It just means they didn't pick up on it. Do you know and sense things ahead of time? Sometimes I know when the phone's going to ring before it rings. Sometimes I know who's on the other end of the line. I wasn't expecting a call from them, but I know it's them. I just know. Or I'm driving down the road, and I know what the cars on the road around me are going to do before they do it. Now, I'm not talking about them signaling, and I recognize that they're signaling. I'm talking about cars that don't signal. They're hanging behind me, and all of a sudden, I get this impression that they're going to do this, and they do it. I know they're going to pass me. I know they're going to speed up. I know they're going to do something. I know when they're going to change a lane. And I even know who's driving the car before I see who's in the car. I know the gender, I know the ethnicity, and I know the age, basically. And the last symptom is, are you someone that cuts the tags out of your shirts and sweaters because they just drive you crazy? Now, I don't have this one, but I know people that do, and they are sensitive. And I pick up on them, and they pick up on me. And so with these, all these things, when we talk about this, we're talking about dealing with people that have a highly sensitive nervous system, which is core to your being a burden bearer and sensing the heart of God in order to pick up and pray for other people. Now, getting this doesn't always feel good, but it is a good thing. There's nothing, and if you get this, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, because there's not. Really, what's going on is there's something very right with you. And you're highly functioning. Now, this list that I just went through is not exhaustive, but I use this list to help you perhaps get a closer idea of what may be going on with some of you. Now, there's some of you in here you already know, but some of you may not. And there are also physical symptoms, too. The last time I spoke on this, which was a long time ago, there just happened to be a person visiting us that day who would have his body physically display things that he was picking up on other people in order to pray for them. And he would go pray for them because of what was happening with his body, and he would go pray for them, and they would get healed. And he just happened to be visiting the day that I was talking about this. I mean, just happened to be here, right? and so I know about this because he talked to me after we were done, and he told me about getting a rash on his body that someone else had on their body. And he prayed for them, and their rash went away, and so did his. Now, as I said, you don't have to have all of these things that I mentioned to be the person I'm describing, but if you have a few of these, it may help to explain what's going on with you. Also, having some of these also doesn't necessarily mean that you are a spiritually sensitive person either. But if you're picking up on people, if you have some of these symptoms, it may help you understand what's going on with you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." The purpose for burden bearing is to take it to the cross for the other person. Now, they could do it, or maybe they can't, due to the fact that they don't understand what's going on with them. Maybe in the midst of what's going on with them, they're not thinking about it. Maybe they're so caught up in what they're feeling and what's going on with them that they can't pray. Maybe they're so discouraged. Maybe they have a lack of faith. And when we step in and carry that burden and we take it to the cross, either with them or for them, it helps them. But see, our job is to take it to the cross. Our job is not to carry that thing around for a while. Our job is not to carry it around indefinitely. Our job is to pray. If we hang on to it, it will stay with us until we lay it at the feet of Jesus. If we hang on to it, it's going to drag us down. Especially if I'm still picking up new things on top of that. Then I have one thing on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. And the weight of those burdens get heavier and heavier, and it can drag down the burden bearer. And I've seen this with people, to where the burden bearer couldn't pray, to where the burden bearer couldn't function, because they hadn't prayed. They were just picking up these things and carrying them. One of my reasons for covering this now is that for those of you who this describes, one of the challenges is that we can pick up on the sorrows and the angers and the fears of others, and if we do not realize what's going on, then we may think that this is us, that it's our feeling, when it's not mine. I'm just picking up on someone else. And because I think it's mine, I may just try to endure or try to manage it, and therefore I don't pray it off. One of the things that has been so strong over the past 13 months has been the fear in the world. And that fear is still out there. And it's stronger some days than others. You know, it's in the atmosphere. It has permeated our world. And, of course, we can thank the media for part of that, and they've done a great job of building that. But for us burden bearers, we're feeling the fear of our area, or we're feeling it beyond our area. And we may assume it's us, but it's not. It's just that we're picking up on it. But because I think it's mine, I then claim it, I own it, I live in it, but it's not who I really am. In other words, what you pick up on does not identify you. If I'm feeling fear, it doesn't mean I'm a fearful person. It just means I'm picking up on it. And if I'm caught in it and not realizing that it's not mine and I'm picking up on it, then I don't pray and leave it at the foot of the cross for those I'm picking up on. And therefore, I am now weighed down by it, and those I'm picking up on don't experience the freedom either. So I can get so loaded down that I am now the victim of the burden that I bear. And therefore, in a state of depression, and in that state, I seek to relieve it, and the powerlessness I feel from suffering it, when all I need to do is pray. But because I don't pray, because I'm not recognizing this, I turn to other things in that desperate state to relieve that. Maybe I turn to medications or other things. When I don't need to, again, that's not what I really need to do. And I'm not helping those whose burden I'm bearing. But the other thing about this is this. It's important not to let myself get into that state of being overloaded and desperate in an attempt to relieve things by any means necessary so that I don't find myself in a place of attracting the demonic or allowing myself to slip into a place of being vulnerable to the demonic. You know, the enemy likes to kick us when we're down, doesn't he? You know, and so he likes to send us further and faster down that pit that we're going down into, that we're tumbling down into. He likes to help us on our way down that thing. But also, depending on what I turn to for relief, might also open us up to the demonic or open ourselves up for an attack from him. And so, when we feel the weight of the burdens we're bearing, it's important to know who I am and what is really going on with me. And it's realizing and embracing that I am a sensitive person, that I am a burden bearer. Some have some idea of what's going on, though, and what's going on around them, and therefore they do pray, and they do focus on what's going on, and they go to God for understanding of instead of trying to run from it or trying to escape the discomfort. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, "So that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes." This passage says that, you know, here Paul speaks about not opening ourselves up to opportunities that the devil can take advantage of. You know, forgive those that you need to forgive. Don't let anything open that the enemy can take advantage of, because we are not ignorant of Satan's schemes. You know, we are aware, and therefore we don't leave a door open for him to where he could take advantage of that and slip into our situation, because he is prowling around looking for opportunities. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober of spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." So we need to not do anything that leaves the door open for him, including not getting so caught up in something good that it turns into something sour because I let myself go down a road with it that is not good because of my ignorance, or I've been so distracted by what I'm feeling and experiencing and with the load I'm carrying and the frustrations that come with it and the doubts that creep in because of my ignorance of what I'm carrying, and therefore try to shut off the feelings I'm feeling in order to feel better. And in doing that, I shut God off, because in burden bearing, he speaks through what we're feeling. And therefore, I try to turn it off, or I try to numb myself. And God didn't give me this to try to sidestep it. He gave it to me to guide me in praying. And once I pray, it'll go away, or it will lessen to a greater degree. But if I ignore it, it will build and I'll feel worse. And so I need to stay engaged with God and pray for both, who, you know, both me and them, and remember who I am and why I have this. And I'm doing it not only for the people I'm praying for, but I'm also doing it for myself. Now, I'm still learning in this area. I've been having this for a long time, you know, over a decade. And this season of COVID-19 has been a real learning experience in this area. And because of it and other things in our world, the burden has gone to a whole nother level. Now, one of the things that happened of late was this. As some of you know, a couple of weeks ago, our Larry here took me on a trip to Tahoe for like 2-3 days. Well, I experienced something that I'd not experienced before. So up until the trip, I was feeling all these things that we've been talking about. And so we go on this trip, and after I'd been on the trip for a while, I got distracted. I got distracted with the drive. I got distracted with talking to Larry. I got distracted with the beautiful scenery. I got distracted with going into a higher elevation. Of course, when you go into a higher elevation, the air is not the same. It's thinner. And I noticed that. And it didn't cause me a problem, but I noticed all that. And I'm also in a place that is now a resort area. And I'm hundreds of miles away from where I live. And I was so distracted with feeling these other things, seeing these other things, taking all these things in, that all of a sudden, I didn't realize that I wasn't feeling the stuff that I normally felt here, because I was caught up with all these other things. They distracted me. But then when I returned back home, I got slammed with all the feelings that I had left. They just came rushing back in. And I realized in that moment that the trip had distracted me. Now, the good news was, it was a learning experience for me. And that would help me in dealing with all this. And then, of course, this is something that I can pass on. And I say this, so if some of you take a trip and all of a sudden you come back and you feel worse, it may be because you left the area and you got distracted and you weren't picking up on stuff. But when you got back home, wham, it hits you. And it's not something's wrong. It's you're back home and you don't have that distraction from being a burden bearer. And again, I don't say this to scare you. I say all this to inform you, because understanding what is going on helps you in handling the burden that you may be bearing. And when I understand what's going on, it helps my mind from going places that I don't need to be going. To places like asking the question of what's wrong with me because of the way I'm feeling. You know, I think that there might be something wrong with me, and therefore I obsess on that. And maybe come to the wrong conclusion, and I stress over that conclusion instead of praying. See, praying is the answer. Praying is the answer, and it's the only thing that causes the burden to lift. When I know that I'm a burden bearer and I pray about what I'm feeling, then I know what's going on. And that knowledge brings a peace, because I know what's really happening. And I also know what needs to be done, which again is to pray. But also, this is a gift. And we need to use the gift that we've been given. Now, this gift doesn't always feel good. But for me personally, I would much rather be a feeling person than not. I would rather know what's really going on than not. And I praise God and I thank God for this gift. I really do. And once I know that it is a gift from God and I know how to use it, it can be a powerful tool in ministry. In praying for our area, praying for our nation, and praying for our world. I mean, think about that. God may be giving you something to pray for the world. You. That's awesome. And that's the other thing. The burdens that some of you are picking up on are not just your city. You're feeling the world. Think about that for a minute. And this is an unprecedented time that we're in. God is moving over this entire world all at the same time. The world is either seeing and cooperating with God right now, or it's caught in this web of fear that is spun by man and the enemy. And amidst this situation that, you know, there are things that are actually happening globally. And God has blessed you and given you something to help the world, and knowing how to pray from what you're feeling. And your burden bearing is God saying, you are feeling so you can pray, and I will hear you and I will act on your prayer. See, your burden is God's invitation to partner with Him in His work. He's inviting you to come in and say, hey, let's make a difference. Now, the other point is this. Is how do I address the questions that come with burden bearing? You know, of what am I feeling? Or why am I feeling what I'm feeling? Or, you know, what am I feeling and my understanding, is my understanding of it accurate and true? Well, what helps me is that I have identified those in my life that are spiritually sensitive and are burden bearers. And I will ask them what they're feeling. And if their answer matches what I'm feeling, then I know that I'm on the right track. And now some of them don't know that they're spiritually sensitive, but from my talks with them, I know that they are. Others know that they are, and I know it, and they know that I know they are. And we bounce stuff off of each other. And so sometimes I help them and sometimes they help me. But identifying these people in our life is a tremendous asset to being a burden bearer. They will confirm what you're getting, and they may even bring a greater clarity to what's going on, or you may be that for them. But that resource should never replace going to God. God always needs to be our first go-to action. God will use you with others and use others with you, but always go to Him as soon as you can upon feeling what you're feeling and sensing. Sometimes one person will feel something and some of your usual fellow sensitive people may not be feeling it. But I have found that if you have a number of these people in your life who are sensitive, that if one or some of them aren't feeling it, others of them will. Now, in talking about this, there's something else I need to mention, too. Let's talk for a minute about people with the gift of mercy. Okay? People with the gift of mercy are feelers anyway. And one of the problems with burden bearing and being a mercy person is that if they're not careful, they can be dealing with their burdens that they're carrying in an unhealthy way. Feeling it in an unhealthy way. For example, they can be working so hard on putting up a wall to protect themselves, again, because they're sensitive people. And what they're picking on may be overwhelming. And so they may try to protect themselves in an attempt to try to to help themselves because it's just too much for them to bear. But the problem is they can be so caught up in feeling this and trying to cope with it that they miss the purpose for feeling it, which is to pray. Because they are feelers and they are sensitive, some may have a hard time being able to tell if what they're feeling is what they're picking up from around them and how much of them is their own feelings. And they have a hard time sometimes differentiating between the two. Because of their mercy, some may hear and interpret what others say and do incorrectly because they're reading what others around them are doing and saying and unknowingly projecting their feelings about it all, on what they're observing and on what they're hearing. And it may not be what others are really saying and doing, but that's how they're interpreting it. And sometimes they may have a hard time seeing that and a hard time separating themselves from what they're seeing and sensing and picking up on. And if some people who are mercy, just like so many of the rest of us, have unresolved issues or hurts, they may project those things onto the burden that they're picking up on and therefore incorrectly read or interpret that. And this is another reason why it's good to have people in our lives that we can talk to who know and who can see things clearly and give good counsel. And we all need that. And there are times where it's good to have those people in our lives. See, mercy people are feelers, but not all feelers are mercy people. I'm a feeler, but I am not a mercy person. Now, the other one is the prophetic. People who God gives a prophetic word to may not be a burden bearer. They may get prophetic words on people, and things, but they may not be getting much in the feeling area like a burden bearer does. Then again, they might. It's up to God what they get. Burden bearing can work like a word of knowledge, in that a spiritually person receives a supernatural revelation on how to pray for someone or something based on how they're feeling, and the prophetic can operate that way too. In burden bearing, some things will be more generic, some will be more specific, like picking up on a person or a specific thing about a person or a situation or someone or something that's going on. Some may be more regular and consistent in this. Some will get something once in a great while. And with some, it may be just a one-time thing. This is something that when you get it, it comes from God. And how strongly or consistently you get it is up to God. Now, I felt the need to bring this up because some may have been really wrestling with what you've been feeling, especially over the last 13 months. And what you're feeling is maybe because you're a burden bearer. And you either don't know it, or in the midst of wrestling with your feelings, forgot about it. And you've been wondering, why do I feel like I've been feeling? Asking the question of what's wrong with me. And it may be that there's nothing wrong with you. As I said earlier, it may be that there's something very right with you. But it's not being considered because it's a burden. And the thing with burdens is burdens do not always feel good. And we label things that don't feel good as bad. These last 2 years, especially, people have had to deal with very intense feelings with all that's been going on in our world. And our world is in a transition. As God moves through our world, across our globe, we are all in a process. And as we move from one phase to another, people find it uncomfortable. And as people find it uncomfortable, you may be picking up on that. You know, people fear, and people don't like what's new and different, and we are in a time that is totally new and different. And people don't like change, and they're uncomfortable with that. And again, people like what feels good and is consistent and predictable. And so when God changes things and messes with us, and our things, we don't like it because we don't like to feel uncomfortable, and we like to feel in control, and we don't like feeling powerless and hopeless. But when people are feeling those things that are feeling uncomfortable, again, if you're a burden bearer, you may be picking up on that. The world and therefore all of us are in it. And in this time, God is doing something. It's kind of like we're all in labor. You know, and labor pains precede new life that's coming. But before that new life can emerge, there is the pain of change. I mean, today's Mother's Day, and so those of you who are mothers in the room, you know what I'm talking about. There's the way life was before the pregnancy, there's the way life was during the pregnancy, and then there's the way life was after the baby is born. And one is totally different than the other, right? Right. Yeah, I know. Which is this same kind of process that God is moving everybody through right now. It's kind of like everybody's been pregnant for the last 9 months, and what happens is in the pregnancy you adjust to that. That becomes the new normal for a while. And sometimes people can make friends with where they are. But they're making friends with something that is not where they're meant to stay. They make friends with something that is temporary, but it's only a temporary place. And the pain is from moving from where I have been and where I've made friends and accepted, but that's not where I'm really meant to stay. And as I transition, there's pain as I move from one place to another. And again, as we all are going through this, as our world is going through this, as burden bearers, you may be picking up on that. These last few years have been hard for everyone. But for some of you, this time may have been especially hard. Some of you may have had to put walls up to protect yourself. Some of you may have shut things off in order to cope. Some of you, God is wanting to awaken what is in you so that you can minister and you can grow. For some, God wants to birth something, but you're going to have to transition from where you've been to where God wants you to be. And spiritual sensitivity and burden bearing may be the thing that is pressing up against these things for you. So this may be you that I'm talking about today. But you're wrestling with it because of the burdens of it. This may be new for you, and you don't know what it is, and you don't know what to do with it. And that's why I talk about this today. And it won't be the last time I talk about it either. And so if you are a burden bearer, and you have questions, and you have aspects of this that you want me to address, let me know, and I will incorporate it into when I talk about this. All right? So let me pray. Father, I just thank you for the gift of burden bearing. I thank you, Father, that it is you inviting us into your work in a special way. Father, I thank you that this is something that you can do with anybody. And I thank you for how you've used those that know what this is and they know how to use it. Lord, for those that don't know or maybe are realizing now that that's who they are, I pray that you would just speak to them and guide them in what they need to do when they start to feel that burden of another person. That is that invitation from you to pray for someone. God, I pray that talking about this today, I pray would bring relief and comfort to people that maybe have been very troubled. God, I also want to take a minute to also pray for the mothers. I thank you for the mothers. I thank you for giving them to us. For those that have actually physically brought children into the world and those that have raised people, those people who have been mothers to someone. Lord, whichever one, I thank you for them. I thank you for their love, their nurture, their care. I thank you for how you have used them to touch the lives of others. Lord, I pray that you would bless them. Lord, I pray that you would just touch them and show them just how special they are. And we thank you for the gift of them. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So before we transition into worship, let me read you the questions that I put out for you to consider on what I've been talking about. The first question is, who do you have in your life that you can go to when you're burden bearing? The next question is, if you are a burden bearer, then what are your concerns about the idea of being a burden bearer? What other spiritual gifts do you have in addition to burden bearing, and do you see how your gifts affect this one? What are the things that God is birthing in you in this time? And lastly, where have you made friends with the things that need to be let go of because these things were just temporary as you move through God's processes for you? So we're going to go into a time of worship now. And so as we go into a time of worship, let me just remind you that, you know, feel free to stay for that. But also, if you're going to get out of your seat or move from your seat, make sure you put your mask back on. If you're going to stay in your seat or stay by your chair, you can worship with your mask off. So let me just pray and we'll go into worship. So, Father, I just thank you for our time of transitioning into worship, Lord, of just glorifying you, of magnifying you. Lord, whether we're talking about burden-bearing or we're talking about mothers, Lord, I just thank you for the rich gifts that you give us, how you bless us. I thank you for the resources you give us. But God, I also thank you that it's not just about what you give, it's about who you are. You are the great and awesome God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, love defines who you are. And so as we worship right now, we want to give you back some of that love through our worship. Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. And we ask you just to receive our worship now. Come fill this room with your presence. And I just ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.